Dr. Mejia, they came for the patient Isabella, CFO, TCIOFFOLETTI, medical records 154-540, that was 714-1997. Referring physician, Dr. Lucy Paxton, PAXDON, procedure performing GD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure April 5, 2023, indications diarrhea, changing bowel habits, abdominal pain, bloating, post of diagnosis, impression 1, nodularity of the duodenal wall, biopsy taking, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, terminal ileitis, third paragraph, left insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications on immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, third paragraph, operative procedure as per colonoscopy template, third paragraph, sorry, as per lobo template, third terminal ileum, so the examen, third paragraph, findings, EGD findings, oropharynx, appear normal, period paragraph, esophagus, appear normal, period paragraph, stomach, appear normal, biopsy taken from abdomen, body, blood, H. pylori, period paragraph, duodenum D1, there's nodularity of the duodenum, bulb noted, biopsy taken, period, second portion of the duodenum, appear normal, period, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, period paragraph, colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period, semen descending colon, appear normal, period paragraph, so inflexion transverse colon, appear normal, period paragraph, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, cecum, appeared normal, appeared. Terminal ileum, there's erythema, erosions in the terminal ileum consistent with terminal ileitis, multiple biopsies taking per paragraph. Recommendations one, photopathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number 1, the clinic, next number, patient will follow up in G-office in 3 to 4 weeks period, patient needs to follow up in G-office in 3 to 4 weeks period. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports.